Night with Jess podcast, and I was supposed to have all gangsters, three gangsters, to talk with tonight, and I forgot gangsters don't know technology, so it didn't work out. I got to try this again and probably kind of walk them through it. So you're the next victim.
I like being a victim.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Black male.
All right.
I should have started out with that first, right? Black male, 6'1".
Yeah.
I'm very open-minded. You know, laid back. I'm old only by number, but I had enough knowledge to upgrade.
How do you upgrade?
I upgraded because I realized that the only way that I'll be able to communicate with society today is that I'm going to have to bring myself from what I was raised under. I had to bring myself up out of that and pretty much, you know, upgrade to the level of what's going on around me.
Yeah. So you got anger. You got anger, and this is your new way of socializing.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So it's like a new Facebook.
Yes. And the reason why it's called a snake den is because I took the word snake den because my name is Snake Bite, and that's actually my name. That's what they call me.
Really?
And, and I'm like, well, you know what? What goes along with snake bite, with a snake? A snake den. And, you know, here in the snake den, everything goes. You know, I'm not saying like everything goes, but you know, you can be who you are. Well, yeah, everything does.
You could always be whoever you want to be.
Right. So for me to say everything goes, that means I'm giving a person the opportunity to be who they are at 100% with no problem, without being judged.
Yeah. Well, that's good for you. So have you found anything interesting while being on Anchor and just podcasting with people?
Well, I don't talk to a lot of people from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to a 19-year-old female about relationships. I mean, not relationships, but friendships. Why friendships is not the way they used to be or something like that.
Yeah. And so what do you do for a living?
I work at Chili's. I stay in Mesquite. And Mesquite is pretty much not too far from Dallas. So I work at Chili's at a restaurant.
Nice.
As a cook.
Chili's. You know, I've been there probably twice here in California, and I like the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I worked at Chili's, I was working actually at a place that I think it originated from California. It started
Chipotle.
Not Chipotle. It started out as
I just guessed that. I don't know where the fuck Chipotle came from.
Yeah, that's a good one. Carl's Jr. What was it?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? The burger.
Yeah. I like the fries there.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a supervisor at Carl's Jr.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you one thing, and one thing is, what do you think about gangsters?
What I think about gangsters?
Do you think it's a choice or not a choice? Because a gangster told me it's not a choice. It's something that they're born into, which is retarded, but...
Okay, well, first of all, what is a gangster? What is your definition, understanding of a gangster?
You know what? A person that's retarded.
A person that's retarded is
like not retarded as in like retarded. Like, you know, a lot of people get really, you know, like sensitive about that word. But like it makes me mad because they choose to be this character that doesn't exist quite fully in society because it's just made believe. Like it's not real unless you want to make it real with a group of people.
Okay, now. Gangster.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think a gangster's real?
I think, well, I perceive a gangster because, see, I'm old school, so I look at things in a different perspective. That's why they call me Snake Bite.
Because yeah, so what is a gangster? Just kind of like
gangster, a gangster is a person that goes against the system, that breaks, that goes against everything. You know what I'm saying? A gangster is a person that know how not to be manipulated. I'm not going to allow the system to manipulate me.
I think you that would be the great way to say, oh, that's some gangster shit, you know? But
exactly.
But, like, I think somebody saying I'm a gangster, like, now this, I think it's
now,
just...
Now, this shit that exists today, I don't know what that is. They just dragging on the tail of gangster, the word gangster. But a gangster is a person, man, that is that dress in nice suits. You know what I'm saying? And speak with a nice language.
Mm-hmm.
And they whole demeanor is totally different. And okay. They are the ones that run stuff, you know. Those are gangsters.
Yeah.
This what they doing these days, those are not gangsters. I don't know because I don't know any gangster that walk around showing any man, period, that walks around showing, you know what I'm saying, half of the ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, you know, that's not gangster to me.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm not a gangster, you know.
No, you're Snake Bite.
I'm Snake Bite. I'm everything.
Exactly.
That's right.
We got a superhero in the building, guys. Mm-hmm. Superhero.
Super.
Goddamn.
That's it, yeah. So, well, I mean, how old are you?
I am 24.
You told me that already, right?
I don't know. No, I'm trying to go ahead and do as many of these until I get one that I really, really enjoy.
Mm. And then what?
And then that's going to be my first episode.
Mm. So how so far? None?
I have 5 so far.
Oh, you got 5 so far?
Mm-hmm.
How many have you interviewed?
5.
Mm. Oh, so every one of them that you interviewed, you done pretty much like?
No, I'm still going. I'm still going. What time is it over there with you right now?
3:48
a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's 1:48 a.m. right now.
Oh.
Snakebite, what are you doing up?
You know?
I took 2 shots. I got a reason.
You know, I'm also a transformer.
What?
I'm God. Yes, man. I didn't tell you.
What are you talking to? You're a transformer.
I'm a transformer.
I was talking about retards, and now I'm talking about transformer. I'm talking to a transformer.
You are talking to an individual that can be anything and everything.
So you're a cat right now.
No, not right now. I said that I could be any and everything. I didn't say that I'm going to let somebody else tell me what I'm going to be.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
I know.
That's funny. Well, yeah. Snakebite, I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the most, dramatic thing that's happened into your life, and you sum it up in a short kind of story?
At the age... Excuse me.
It's okay.
At the age of 16, basically I went to prison for 21 and a half years.
Okay.
And I got out when I was 40. I'm 45 now.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that is, I went to prison for a murder case because I was this so-called gangster running around thinking I was a gangster.
Oh, so I nailed it on the nail right now. I'm talking to a real one.
I was a blood.
Oh, shit.
And I'm a Crip. That's good. community revolution in progress. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We ain't representing what we're supposed to represent. Mm-hmm. Crip, community revolution in progress. Do that sound like anything negative?
Mm-mm.
And Bloods, brothers leading others out of darkness. Does that sound like anything negative?
Hey, this sounds fucking spiritual. I feel so spiritual. Don't you think it's spiritual?
Yeah. So what happened? Why all this chaos against each other? What happened? How can you take something that was
everybody's
pure and good?
Angry. Everybody's angry. Everybody's selfish. Everybody wants to be the king.
Or do you think that? Okay, now I'm gonna ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If say that you had these five people, right? Mm-hmm. And they just thought a particular way. And then all of a sudden, you go back out to those same five people.
Yeah.
And their thinking abilities is different. What happened?
They
from
got
the time you was gone. By what?
By society. By what they see. By what they see every single day. So, you put it like this. If you're enclosed and then you only have a certain thing that you're always exposed to, right? Then there's no way that anything else is going to get you and fuck you up. Now, if you're in this world, right, that some people say it's a really fucked up world, and there's no walls to block anything that could really fuck you up, then you're open game to what is going on in this world that it's probably going to fuck you up. Somehow, some way, it has some type of effects to you of, you know, what's going on, you know? Like social
okay.
media.
Are you religious? Are you a religious person?
I'm not.
You're not? Okay. Because I was going to say that, me either. But it happened once before, according to biblical, that Adam and Eve was only introduced to what only God had introduced them to. And all of a sudden, this serpent named Snakebite crawled up in the Garden of Eden and whispered into Eve's ear. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose.
Snakebite, why'd you gotta fuck it all up?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Think like you gotta stop fucking shit up, man.
I know it.
Like, really? Damn. Adam and Eve? For real. You had to get them? Out of all people?
I had to get them. I had to get them.
And here we are.
And here we are. Fucked
this
up.
This is all your fault.
Fucked up world.
This is all your fault, Snakebite. You had to whisper in people's ear. You couldn't just keep it to yourself.
Nah, I couldn't. I had to share that information. That was some good shit.
What was the information?
As thy will.
That was it?
That was it. Do what the fuck you want to do.
You could have waited.
I was the only person doing what the fuck I wanted to do. I got bored.
Yeah. That's what boredom does, huh?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, we all know, don't get bored, people.
That's right.
And Adam and Eve would have been all right.
If they wouldn't have got bored.
They wouldn't have got bored. Yep, stay creative. Stay active. And don't get bored. That's a pretty good, it's pretty good.
All right.
All right, so it's about to end. It was nice meeting you, Snakebite.
And nice meeting you, too.
I mean, not meeting you, but talking with you. So I mean,
just like meeting.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Snakebite. Till next time.